Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and it's Wednesday, so that means it is time for our weekly visit with the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit. And joining us today, Kim McCann, Senior Public Health Inspector. Welcome back, Kim.
Thanks, Bob.
It is good to have you here, and we're talking about something. It's a subject that comes up every year, but it's one of those subjects that we have to bring up every year, and this is blue-green algae awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start off with the basics. What is blue-green algae bloom?
So a blue-green algae bloom, so let's just start off with blue-green algae first. It is a harmful algae. It is naturally found in our water system, so in our lakes and in our rivers. The problem with this one is it can actually cause a toxin that could be harmful to people and animals. So we just want people to really be aware of blue-green algae and know what the problems are. The thing about the toxin is you can't actually see a toxin because it's so tiny in a lake or in a river. The only way they can really know for sure that it's there is by testing the water. So if you do suspect a potential harmful algae bloom, so if you're seeing a large algae bloom and it's kind of got that greenish, bluish color to it, there is a good chance that it could be blue-green algae. So it is important to report it to the Ministry of the Environment, to their Spills Action Center. They're the ones that have the lead on actually investigating blue-green algae blooms in the natural courses of water. And if it does turn out to be a blue-green algae bloom, they'll let us know, and then we'll in turn let the public know. The problem with blue-green algae is, like I said, it produces a toxin and it can cause skin irritation. And if consumed, it could also cause nausea and vomiting. And then in really high concentrations, it could actually cause some liver problems as well.
So lots to unpack there for sure. I guess, you know, how are these toxins released? Like mm-hmm. Is it just when it's disturbed, or how does that work?
Yeah. So as the algae starts to break down, as the cells in the algae start to break down, they actually release a toxin, which is normal for that algae. The toxin will degrade over time and will dilute. But like I said before, it can cause some skin irritation, or it could cause some vomiting and diarrhea if absorbed. So it's really important to know what blue-green algae looks like. And if you see lots of algae in the water, the best thing to do is just don't swim in it, don't consume it, things like that. It may take some time. So the toxin will actually dilute over time in the surface water, but that may take some time. And in areas where the water is flowing faster, it may dilute quicker than, say, in a shallow or still area. So it's really important to really look at the water before you swim. And don't forget that all surface water contains bacteria and viruses and other microorganisms that could cause things like skin rashes and vomiting and diarrhea. So we never recommend that people use surface water for drinking purposes.
I guess really, like, if you're someone who goes to a lake on a regular basis, or, you know, you have a cottage or a trailer or something like that, it really pays to get to know the body of water that you're visiting, right?
Yeah. And, really use your eyes. So like I said before, if you're seeing an algae bloom, you know, there's the risk of algae and the toxin that it may produce, but then there's the risk that you just can't see what's underneath the water. So there may be sharp rocks. So just really, like you said, know the lake, know what you're jumping into. And just, if you see a bloom or a lot of scum on the water, it's just not a good place to swim.
You've talked about drinking water, and now you've talked about swimming as well. And of course, swimming in this water are fish. Mm-hmm. And really, it's something that you should be careful about eating as well, right?
Yeah. So the problem, if there is a toxin in the water, and a large amount of toxin in the water, the fish, because they're constantly consuming that water, can get the toxin inside them, and it can actually accumulate within their organs. So if you are fishing, it's important, and you know that there's a bloom, or you've seen a bloom on the lake, then do avoid eating the fish particularly their organs like the liver or the kidney, where the toxin can actually accumulate and cause more of an issue.
So let's talk a little bit more about the recreational side of using the water. You're not saying that we should avoid using the water. We've talked briefly about, you know, getting to know the body of water, but really there's still lots you can do.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, and just getting to know the water is a really good point. So if you're swimming, you know, maybe off your dock, you have really deep water, faster flowing water, then an algae bloom probably is not an issue for you. Where you tend to find the algae is in that really still, calm areas is where you would tend to find an algae bloom, where there's not a lot of wind action, there's not a lot of flow. So just be, you know, use your eyes, be cautious of where you're actually jumping into the lake. Just like I said, when you're going out onto the water or at your own property, do a risk assessment of your own area and determine whether or not you want to swim there.
And I guess too, the type of body of water really plays into it as well. If you have a lake that's, say, not part of the Rideau system, then that water is going to be a little bit more still. But if you're, mm-hmm. you know, along that Rideau River system and the Rideau corridor, then that water can be moving around, and some of it can be moving quite fast. So you're going to mm-hmm. see the algae dissipate or react differently.
Yeah, that's right. That wind action and that fast flowing water will dilute the toxin really quickly, and it's more of a chance that you won't get algae toxins sticking around.
Is to find out these things about individual lakes and so on. I know that there's a lot of lake associations out there, and people mm-hmm. who live on lakes and so on, they also know this. There's really quite a bit of information out there in addition to the health unit.
Yeah, that's right. So local conservation authorities is another good resource. Municipalities is another good resource. But like you said, the local lake associations, they're great to be a part of. They're continuously sending out information to their residents about the health of the lake in general. So they're a really good resource.
Now, if you're not sure who to turn to, or, you know, maybe you're just not social, Kim, can you get some water and then take a sample and get it tested through the health unit?
No, you can't, actually. It's a very specific test, and it's the Ministry of the Environment that actually has the labs that can test for blue-green algae. We're not even able to test for it here at the health unit. So if you do suspect that you are having an algae bloom within your lake, we do advise you that you take a picture of it and give the Spills Action Center a call and report it. One of the Ministry of the Environment inspectors will reach out to you to get more information. And at that time, you can send on a picture to the Ministry of the Environment inspector, and then they can help determine whether or not it's blue-green algae, or if they suspect blue-green algae, then they'll come out and take a water sample and send it off to the lab to see if, in fact, it is blue-green algae.
What else do you really want our listeners to know about blue-green algae?
Just to remember that it is a natural algae that's in our area. It does bloom, and that we can do things to decrease the blooms within our lakes. So algae, you know, loves to be fed, loves to be fertilized, just like our plants do in our gardens. So if you can keep the nutrient level low, so preventing runoff, agricultural runoff from your own property. If you have a septic system or a holding tank on your lake, make sure that you're maintaining it properly. If you're, you know, on an island and you have a holding tank, make sure that it's being pumped by a licensed pumper and not going into the water. So keeping that nutrient level down in the water will help prevent blooms.
Okay. And you've mentioned already what to do if you do identify an algae bloom. There is a phone number that you can call too, right?
Yeah. So like I said, you can take a picture of it and you can report it to the Spills Action Center at 1-800-268-6060. And they'll determine whether or not it is a potential bloom and figure out if a water sample needs to be taken to confirm it.
If you're looking at the water and you see something that concerns you, maybe you can describe that for our listeners a little bit so that they just have an idea of what they're looking at in the water.
Yeah, it actually kind of looks like paint, in the water. So it will be like a bluish green paint looking material that's kind of floating on top of the water. So that's a good indication of blue-green algae. If it's what they call a filamentous algae, those are those long strings, you can actually pick it up with your hand, then a little bit less likely that it is blue-green algae. But again, you know, we can't really, just by looking at it, we can't determine whether or not the toxin is present. So again, if you're suspecting a blue-green algae bloom, it is important to report it to the Ministry of the Environment. We do have pictures of blue-green algae blooms on our website. So if people are interested in what it might look like, then that's an option as well.
And the website, of course, is healthunit.org. And I mean, we've talked about it in pretty good detail here, but there is more to learn, and you can mm-hmm. certainly find that out at the website. There's even a special page for it.
Yeah. If you go to our recreational water page, we do have a button there that says blue-green algae. So you can check that webpage out. There's lots of good information.
Yeah, absolutely. And healthunit.org provides great information in general as well. So does the Instagram page, the Facebook page, and the Twitter feed as well. Always getting information out there is the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit. Kim, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with today?
Maybe if you do have further questions and the website doesn't answer them for you, you can give us a call at 1-800-660-5853. And also just follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Like I said, if there is a blue-green algae bloom noted in one of our local lakes, we do work in getting that information out. And we often work with, so we'll put it on our social media, but we often work with our local lake associations too to help us help get the message out that there could be a bloom. Now, typically we do see blooms a little bit later in the season, usually in August, September, October, but it's good, you know, to start educating ourselves now and understand what they actually look like, and hopefully prevent some potential illness that could come from swimming or drinking it.
Yeah, exactly. And with those preventative measures that you spoke to earlier, it gives us plenty of time to, gives us plenty of warning to do our part to sort of curb them this year.
That's right.
Excellent. Well, Kim, as always, great information, really appreciate it. And we look forward to our next conversation.
Great.
Our guest today on In Focus, Kim McCann, Senior Public Health Inspector with the Leeds, Grenville and Lanark District Health Unit. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.